Hey, Prime members, top Fox shows like The Brian Kilmeade Show, The 5, Fox News Rundown, hundreds of others are available ad-free with your Prime membership. To listen, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/Brian Kilmeade. With Amazon Music, you can access the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts. Avoid the ads. Listen to your favorite shows ad-free with the Amazon Music app or by visiting amazon.com/Brian Kilmeade. That's amazon.com/Brian Kilmeade.
We see that collectively, this representative and the other two pounded on the podium, led chants with citizens in the gallery, and generally engaged in disorderly and disruptive conduct. That's exactly what they did.
That is State Representative Gino Bolso of Tennessee. After we watched, I think it looked like two separate insurrections into the State House because people think Republicans are to blame for gun control or no red flag laws or whatever the debate was. They thought it would be better if it was stormed. And leading the charge were these three lawmakers, two of which have gotten kicked out, one of which happens to be a white woman and says, well, the only reason they didn't kick me out is because a white woman. But here, talking about this all morning with me on Fox and Friends, we'll be talking about it on Fox and Friends this weekend, is Will Cain. Will, was that off your interview this morning? That Gino, did you interview Gino Bolso?
No, I interviewed the Speaker of the Tennessee House. Yeah, and so we said, so what's her name? There was three Tennessee lawmakers who took to the floor, grabbed a bullhorn, disrupted proceedings. And two of them were black dudes and one was a white lady. And she was not kicked out and the two guys have been expelled. And she went on to CNN and said, well, I think the reason is pretty obvious. I'm a 60-year-old white woman and they're two black men. That's not the case she made when she went before the Tennessee House. She lawyered up and goes, well, I didn't do what they did. You know, I didn't grab a megaphone. I didn't pound the table. So she made a case that what she did and how she behaved was different and she shouldn't be expelled there before the House. But then when she goes on to CNN, you know, it's all white supremacy.
So we watched the State House being surged. Now, keep in mind what this is about. This is about the brutal killing of six people, three of which were 9 years old.
Yeah.
Because for some transitioning woman who living at home with seven guns in a room that her parents allegedly didn't know anything about, going through some psychiatric sessions. We know the parents will have conflicts because they don't believe in this transitioning, I guess. Wrote a manifesto. This was all well planned out.
Which we haven't seen.
So much worse. Why haven't we seen this?
Exactly. Why haven't we seen that manifesto?
We're not talking about the incident. The president never showed up in Nashville. He never sat there and mourned with anyone. I don't even know if he called the people.
Didn't the Buffalo shooter, the racist Buffalo shooter, have like a manifesto? And we saw it really, really quickly, if my memory serves.
Right.
I think we saw that really quickly. I mean, why wouldn't we see this manifesto? I think the reasons are pretty obvious. Is there's, you know, they're doing their best. And I hate to use the pronoun they because it's ambiguous and imprecise, but there seems to be a collective mindset to do your best to de-emphasize the fact that the shooter was trans because the implication is it would impugn a wider community. But that same conservative instinct doesn't apply across the board. It's not a universal instinct.
Right.
And therefore it is hypocritical. And therefore, if it's hypocritical, you see the underlying motivations that you're just for some people and against others.
Right. And the president sees this as an opportunity to push for banning assault weapons. Joe Biden wrote this: today's expulsion of lawmakers who engaged in a peaceful protest is shocking, undemocratic, and without precedent. Rather than debating their merits at the time, these Republican lawmakers have chosen to punish, silence, and expel duly elected representatives of Tennessee. A strong majority of Americans want lawmakers to act on common sense gun safety reforms, and we know that will save lives. But instead, we continue to see Republicans officials across America double down on dangerous bills and make other schools, places of worship, and communities less safe. You know he didn't write a word of this, but his feeling is, I'm going to go to bat for the two insurrectionists.
Yeah. Let me talk about it. So I just saw a video before I came on your show of one of the insurrectionists. I think it was Justin Pearson. I don't know if you guys have that sound, but it's pretty fascinating. So he gives a speech on the floor of the Tennessee House, okay? And, Brian, so throughout my career, you've been doing this long enough that you're probably one of one. No one's ever said to you, you're doing an imitation of somebody else. But people said that to me a lot. Like, oh, Will's doing Tucker. Will's doing Skip Bayless.
They do that, yeah.
Oh, I've gotten Skip. I've gotten Tucker. I can't remember who else. I'm just doing me. But I forgive the instinct to think that everybody's a fraud, because I think everybody is a fraud. In an economy where Dylan Mulvaney gets sponsorships from the likes of Bud Light and Nike for pretending to be a girl, really bad, by the way, impression of a girl.
I see him on the floor with Drew Barrymore. Remember that last week, finding who she really is.
It's a cartoon. Right. It's a caricature of a girl. I mean, if I were a woman, I'd be so offended. Like, so that's your impression of a girl.
So we should define who this is.
Oh, Dylan. Yeah, but people, do they know? I don't know. Dylan Mulvaney is the trans dude who's now getting corporate sponsorships all over the place.
On the Budweiser can.
Nike
got gave her a deal.
Yeah.
Featured on Drew Barrymore. And she's 26.
And he's a fraud. He's a fraud.
Right.
Yeah. He's 26. Right. Pretending to be a, I don't know, like a 14-year-old girl. He's a fraud. Okay. I don't know what March Madness is. What sport is that? Bull, Dylan. You know it's basketball. You know it. Okay. So my point is, there's a lot of fraud going on.
And by the way, you don't like the stereotype that women don't know sports, right? I mean,
I think that most women know that March Madness is basketball.
Yeah.
At a minimum. I think that's the orange round ball they're doing in March.
If you had gym.
Yeah.
At some point in your life.
And I also think Dylan's a dude. And right. I think that all of Dylan's life, that somehow the month of March did not escape his attention.
Right.
So the point I'm getting at is he's a fraud. Okay. So back to Tennessee. So I just saw this video of this guy, Justin Pearson, one of the insurrectionists, and he's doing this big speech. And I mean, it is a big speech, right? From the cotton fields to the lynching tree. And all I thought the whole time is he as well is doing a B-level actor impersonation of Martin Luther King.
Or like, Malcolm X.
Well, it's King.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's doing the speech, you know, the rise and fall of the speech pattern.
Do you want to hear a little bit of it?
Tell me that you don't hear a bad actor doing Martin Luther King.
Cut 33.
And you are seeking to expel District 86's representation from this house in a country that was built on a protest. In a country that was built on a protest. You who celebrate July 4th, 1776, pop fireworks and eat hot dogs. You say to protest is wrong because you spoke out of turn. Because you spoke up for people who are marginalized. You spoke up for children who won't ever be able to speak again.
Oh, I think he was just getting warmed up. If you have a little later cut, you got to get from the cotton fields. There will be a resurrection. And I think he's putting himself in the seat of Jesus Christ on Easter weekend, meaning he's coming back.
Oh, he's coming back.
We're coming back.
Special election.
They can be democratically reelected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I mean, how does that, if you really wanted to protect schools, what do you want to do? Okay, go and debate your cause. Tell me what you want to do. Do you have an idea about a red flag law that's going to work? Do you think that the open carry rules or whatever Tennessee has on the books is not effective? How do you seal off all these schools? How much money would it take? How much is left in the COVID money? What about the private schools? Can they share in some of this? What does standard security for any school look like? What states can help you out? Instead of making these grandstanding gestures, you have to secure that school tomorrow. And then you could say, okay, who is the shooter? How many more have we had like this?
Biden's been kind of acting like the assault weapons ban did something.
Yeah.
It didn't do anything.
No.
It did not have an appreciable positive impact outside of the fact that gun violence, people don't understand this actually, has been on the decline for several decades from the 90s forward. Recent spike lately. With crime going up, starting with COVID, everything went up. But, you know, to bring back the assault weapons ban is just simply an ideological talking point that doesn't have any real impact on real world violence. And by the way, the trans shooter was taken down by a quote unquote assault weapon. And that's where we should focus, man. Those dudes, you saw that stuff, right? I mean, officer, his name's escaping my attention.
Oh, they're amazing.
He gave a speech, speech, it was a press conference where he gave his retelling of events that day.
Right.
Man, that is what we need to be talking about. We need to be talking about those guys I just love the efficiency. They weren't perfect because they were working with a team of guys that they weren't, it was whoever showed up. And he grabbed three, he said, patrol officers, two patrol officers to make a team of three, go room by room, clearing until they get up to the final room where, is it Hale?
Right.
Was her last
name? But the goal was to get there as quick as possible, even if it means not clearing
a
room.
And Brian, they didn't hesitate around one quarter, not one door.
You know how much guts that takes?
Clearly and directly, go, 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 I'm with you, I've got your back, corner by corner, no hesitation. Real. That's not a fraud. That's real men.
Right. To me, I can't believe we're still storming the Capitol. There's no, the only bad guy is dead. And to me, they're trying to include that shooter in the casualty numbers, as if we lost seven people that day. You didn't lose seven people. You like six people. One was an assassin. I don't count Lee Harvey Oswald as a casualty of JFK's assassination. He's an assassin. The casualty was the President of the United States. So this guy, we need to find out where he's from. I mean, what brought him to this place? And if you really want to stop the next one, I want to know if the therapist should have acted. I want to know what the parents actually did. Because somewhere there's parents and therapists out there going, that guy is crazy. He is violent. He is dangerous.
Yeah. Huh?
A guy or girl, you know, whatever, with transitioning. I want to know what the responsibility of the therapist is. When that person leaves your office, go, wow, that guy's crazy. He's a little violent. He wants to kill his parents. Really? Do I have a responsibility to call the cops on that and put a – then again, you blew up confidentiality.
Yeah.
But on the same token, do you want the death of 3 9-year-olds on your conscience?
Yeah. To be honest, I want more details on that.
Right.
Like,
But to me, that's how you unwind how to stop the next one.
Look at the core level. I totally agree with you, Brian. Like, I think the thing is, do I think we should harden schools? Yeah, we should harden schools.
Right away.
Unfortunately, you have to. But there's something broken down in society. And this one's different. And this is why I'm kind of a stickler on pronouns, because pronouns reflect objective reality. The vast majority of these things happen with young men. That's the truth. And this was not a young man.
It was a woman.
It was a woman. And there's a biological reality. And what I'm getting at is we have something wrong with young men. Are broken in our country, and I think that our culture has failed young men, and they told them that masculinity is bad, and we have overprescribed all sorts of drugs to try to cope with some of the personality characteristics of what young men are going through in their life. And I think there's a ton of stuff going on at the familial and personal and cultural level that is losing too many young men in our society. This one's different because it was a young lady.
Right.
But still, it doesn't escape the truth, which I believe, Brian, which is most of the time the solution to these things exists at a very, very personal, psychological, and familial level.
Right. I want to hear that. I want to hear what type of drugs, mood-altering drugs they were on, probably prescribed. Number two is, how did you pass the background check? Do you want a way, for example, the Buffalo shooter at 17 years old was a mess. Turns 18, clean record, goes get the guns, he's off, and he's just
assessing people. Background checks. I don't know what she did. I don't know how she got the guns.
Right. So we adjusted, and there's a way to look back in people's background now. That was part of what the Republicans got so criticized for, because we got to fix this. So if you have a problem, if there's a problem in Texas, then you go to Mississippi, you have a clean record, the background check passes, that's a problem. So we have to fix that. I think everyone agrees with that. Everybody wants background checks, because you don't want to get killed by the next lunatic who got a gun. So I would just love to know how she got seven guns. And if a therapist, the minute you walk in the door, is responsible for somehow getting to that background check where that comes up. And I'm telling you, that's what's got to be explored, at least, because it's easy to see the crazy guy in the street who's drunk, smelling of alcohol, who's going to attack you. I'll look out for that guy. But what about the 22-year-old that only thinks about is bloodthirsty and wants to take you out, that the therapist knows about it, or the priest, or the parent? He goes, yeah, I don't know what to do. Well, you got to be able to do something.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. But I just don't think it's not easy, because
I know.
I'm over my skis on personal experience. I've never been to a therapist.
New from the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
And I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are the stories that keep you up at night.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.